You are perfect. Dearly beloved, do you know how loved you are? You are your Father's only creation, created before time began. You are His holy child, created whole, holy. You are eternally the joy of our Father. Sometimes in this world you have chosen to turn the focus of your attention onto activities and attitudes that the world would suggest to you, and you may have chosen to see yourself in another light, or lack of it. But at all times you are the child of our Heavenly Father, created as perfection. Nothing you have ever done or have ever said or have ever thought will change who you are. Nothing others have ever done or thought or said to you or about you will change who you are. You are the light, unlimited, unbounded, forever expressing. Would you judge the light? Light does not judge itself. Light is. Light pours forth, and in pouring forth scatters the darkness before it. In this day and time of what you see as your world, there are many voices speaking unto you, many voices which would call you unto activities, schedules, to be so busy that you would forget the peace of the heart. Sometimes you find yourself so caught up in the activities of what you feel must be done by a certain time that you forget to extend the love which you are to others, to yourself, and even to the body which serves you so well. And yet, the simple process of taking one deep breath will restore unto you your center, your peace. Breathe with me. Breathe in the golden white light that you are. Take it deep within yourself and know it to be you. Feel it coming in not only through your mouth and nostrils, but feel it coming in above your head, above the crown chakra, and take it deep within every cell of your body. Feel it energizing, flowing throughout the whole body, even to the toes and the fingertips. Whenever the world would call unto you and would speak to you of what needs to be done, and would give to you a heaviness and a seriousness, remember to pause and to breathe. For truly, there is nothing you need to do in this world except to remember your holiness, the wholeness which you are from before time began, the child of our Heavenly Father, and to remember the holiness of your brothers and sisters, extending unto them the love which they are seeking, while yet a little while they know not that they are that which they seek. For when you, in your courage, allow the light which you are to shine forth in such radiance and such joy, you offer others the opportunity to see the light which you are. They will catch a glimmer of a possibility. And as you have experienced, joy is contagious. A smile spreads from one to another, to another to another, and your joy is made manifest. Your mission is not one of seriousness. It is not one of seeking. It is not one of purifying yourself. It is not one of sackcloth and ashes. Your mission is to be the joy of the child of the Heavenly Father. And if others would speak unto you a different image, ask them why they would hold you in limitation or judge you when your Heavenly Father does not judge you but only loves. When others would come unto you with what is their truth and ask you to share their truth, be very present with them. Listen to what they are saying. Listen not only to the words which they are speaking to you, but also to what their heart is saying and what their heart is asking. Take what they are saying into your heart, and if it resonates with you, then you may smile and join with them. If it does not resonate with the love and joy that you know, if there is a constriction, smile also and return it unto them. Say unto them that your Heavenly Father, which is theirs as well, loves you with an unconditional love and does not say that you need to be in a certain way in order to be worthy of His love. He loves you with the love that you are. So when ones would come unto you and would speak their truth unto you, you may smile and love them and allow them their path, even though they may not want to allow you seemingly your path, smile and walk on. You need not convince anyone of who you are or who they are, for truly the awakened heart is one which will ask what you have found, for they will see joy and they will see peace and they will wonder, what has that one found? And they will ask. But until they ask, your mission is only to be the child which you are and to let those who have the eyes to see, to behold the joy and peace, and then to ask you. You do not need to go abroad with great placards to convince others and win them to your side, as many in your world feel they must do. You need only abide within the heart, and to know that all healing comes from love, from the wholeness which you are. Your Father created you perfect, and if He created you perfect, you are perfect. Any time there would come before you something which would speak otherwise, pause and breathe and then ask, where does that thought come from? Does it come from the heart of love? Does it come from the holiness that I am? Or does it come from the separate self, the self that would speak to you of separation, that would speak to you of a need to protect yourself or need for action? Is it the voice of the world, or is it the voice of the heart? Everything in this week that you will manifest in your experience, test by pausing for a moment and being very present with the thought, with the person, with the circumstance. Be very present with it and ask, where does this thought come from? Does it come from the world, or does it come from the heart of love? And then shine your Christ presence upon it, the light of who you are. For truly there is a presence that goes before you, and it is not a presence of one that you would see outside of you, going before you to make the crooked places straight. It is your own Christ presence and your own light that goes before you as you, when you live in the awareness of who you are. We have spoken of living the Christed life. This is what you are desirous of experiencing moment by moment, of awakening in each moment of your day and saying, I am the awakened Christ. How does the Christ look upon the situation? How does the Christ feel? And if it seems afar removed from you in that moment, imagine how the Christ would feel and put on the shoes and the raiment of the Christ and go about your day. All healing of the body and of the emotions and of the circumstance that you see in your life comes from the place of the heart, the place of knowing that you are the child of the Heavenly Father, our Father, and that as the child of light divine, having been created in perfection, you are perfect each moment. Speak that unto the very cells of the body. When they would feel weary, shine the light of your Christ presence upon the very cells of the body, and I will share with you a secret. You will feel such an energizing that you will wonder if you have drunk something, and truly you have. You have drunk the elixir of the Christ light, which you are. When there would be a circumstance, relationships perhaps, in your life which would not seem as wholesome, as harmonious as you would like to see, shine the light of your Christ presence upon them, and know that you and others are the child of our Heavenly Father. You are one. What is it that gives the life that you are? Where do you think we have come from? Did you just magically appear like a mushroom overnight upon this plane? You are the child of our Heavenly Father, and you are one with the Father. It is His life that you are living. And if you are living the life of our Heavenly Father, and I assure you that you are perfect and you lack for nothing. If there is any circumstance, any aspect in your life that you would see changed, and if you truly desire, it will be changed. It is wise to go first unto the heart and to ask if something needs to be changed, for always there is more occurring than just what one sees upon the surface. There is much to be gained in going through what one would first see as a limitation for you and others who are watching. All of you are great lights unto your brothers and sisters, though you know it not. The very peace and love which you are speak so loudly that you need no words. So if there are circumstances, aspects that you would see change in your life, go first unto the heart where all wisdom abides and ask, what are the benefits in this moment? How can I see this situation in the light that is? And then if there is to be a change, you will know, and you will also have the guidance to know how to make the change. You are the divine child of our Heavenly Father, and you are all power unlimited. You are all joy, which cannot be contained. In this moment, this very moment, return unto the place of the heart. How does it feel to be the child of the Heavenly Father, of the One that is as the King? How does it feel to be the child of a king? Do you lack anything? Would not your Father give unto you that which you truly desire? Abide within the heart of all-encompassing love, O child of the King. You are His only begotten, created perfect from before time began. And when the purpose of time has been fulfilled, you will remain what you have always been, perfect, whole, holy, the divine expression of His love.